Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So the official measurement was 10 foot 11 inches, 640 pounds.
A sad day as Hollywood lost a giant yesterday. Literally, you just heard. 10 feet, 11 inches, 640 pounds. And nobody knows exactly how old this giant in Hollywood was. It was estimated that he was at least 80, but he could have been 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, sadly, about Morris the alligator, a movie star alligator who was in the movie Happy Gilmore. He was the alligator that bit off Chubbs' hand. Chubbs was Happy Gilmore, Adam Sandler's mentor in that movie. Morris the alligator starred in many movies in the 80s, a movie called Alligator, fittingly.
It's an interesting movie name. I wonder what it's about.
It lives 50 feet beneath the streets. It's 36 feet long. It weighs over 2,000 pounds. And it's about to break out. Alligator.
I believe that was like jumping on the whole Jaws thing. Mm-hmm. And they had like different kinds of, after Jaws, it was sure. Like Piranha, right? And then it was Alligator.
Right.
That's the movie that started my fear of alligators.
Oh, it was. You weren't even alive in 1980.
It was on like the Sci-Fi Channel or something, maybe when I was a kid.
Oh, there. So you saw the repeat.
What haunts you from it?
There was a scene where there was some kind of party and the kids pushed one of the other kids into a pool.
Here it is.
No! Terrifying.
Oh, yeah, they're making the kid walk the plank. Oh my god!
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god, the kid gets eaten!
That's what I'm saying!
He ate the kid!
Oh, that's why I'm terrified of alligators.
1980 was a dark year.
I thought for years that I had imagined it, and then another friend confirmed. She's like, oh, I remember that. I'm like, okay, so that's not a part of my imagination. That's a real movie. It started my fear. I've been terrified ever since.
He was also in an Interview with a Vampire. I don't believe he played the vampire. And also Dr. Dolittle 2, so okay. Morris could speak.
Morris was basically retired and at Sanctuary Farm.
Yeah, it's called the Colorado Gator Farm, which is where he's going to live on. Here is the owner of the Colorado Gator Farm and what Morris's future plans are.
We are going to go ahead and have him taxidermied so that he can scare small children for many years to come. That's what he would have wanted.
There you go, bud.
Oh, Morris. Miss you, buddy.
He sounds genuinely emotional.
Oh, he is. I mean, well, he took care of him to the end of his life.
Did you know that alligators can live that long?
Well, I imagine because they really don't have a natural predator, right?
I suppose.
You know?
So they're just on their own, doing their own thing.
I guess so.
Living the dream, it seems.
You can check it out on John and Tammy's Facebook page. I posted the video. He's a big boy.
So he can, quote, scare small children for many years to come. That's what Morris would have wanted. Small children and select radio producers. Rest in peace, you Hollywood legend. Sadly, he won't be able to see Happy Gilmore 2. I wonder if he makes an appearance in it.
I don't know.
833-287-1037. Time right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Had I known about Morris when I was writing the college last night, I would have included a Happy Gilmore question, or at least an alligator question, to show some respect. But either way, you have a chance to go see Hardy and a VIP experience at that show. 833-287-1037. Win or lose, you get your Hardy tickets. And maybe even $100, too, for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
In the air to deep left center field. It's back. It is gone. Fernando walks it off. Deep into the San Diego night. Padres win it.
Audio courtesy of MLB TV, Padres TV, the great Don Orsillo. We are so lucky for so many reasons. First of all, into the San Diego night.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's just a legend.
I know. He's so good. So good. And by the way, have you received an invitation to his house yet?
We had the pleasure last month of interviewing the great Don Orsillo.
He was so fun.
The TV voice of our San Diego Padres. Tammy got him talking about his true passion, which is cooking, which mm-hmm. makes me love the guy even more. Yeah, he did invite us, and actually invited you to his house.
Tammy, for you, it's open anytime. We will take your reservation anytime you'd like to come over. It's anytime.
I haven't heard from him, though.
You know, I wouldn't hold your breath.
I don't have his number. I would have to find a way to get a hold of him, but I'd love to go out and eat some of the cooking because he looks like he knows what he's doing.
You ever have a feeling that you just know something great's about to happen?
Mm-hmm.
That was exactly what I was feeling last night while I watched that game in real time, when I watched Fernando hit that walk-off, our first walk-off of the year, by the way, home run to win the game against the California, whatever the hell, like the Angels.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those games where even though we were down late, I just like, no, I just feel we're going to win this. And mm-hmm. I felt in my bones, and I swear that I'm not saying this because it's already after the fact, I felt that Toddy was going to, I didn't think the home run, but at least do something to win that game for us last night, maybe a double to score. But of course, that wouldn't have been dramatic enough. That wouldn't have been cool enough for Fernando Tatis freaking Jr.
It's a great salve for the loss. That was suffered before, you know what I mean?
Bad loss the night before. We should be up 2-0 in this series.
It doesn't even sting anymore, right?
No.
You know, it's kind of like a mother's kiss when you skin your knee or your elbow, and a mom's kiss on it, you're just like, you just don't even remember that it hurts anymore.
Fernando Tatis Jr., if you're listening on the free Odyssey app, Tammy just compared you to a kiss on a boo-boo from a mom.
Yes.
That's a great comparison, actually.
<you. laughs>
So big day today at the ballpark. First of all, it's not a Wednesday afternoon game like it usually is because the Padres, they're not going anywhere. It's not a getaway day, so they'll have a night game tonight and reversible bucket hat night tonight.
Okay.
It's a sharp hat. Tammy, it's reversible. Did you know that?
It's reversible.
That means you can wear both sides of it.
Yes, John.
First 40,000 tonight at the ballpark as the Padres continue their series with the whatever the heck they call themselves, Angels.
Okay.
Every pitch of every game can be heard on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Go Pods. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tammy, Kathy's in Chula Vista. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Hey, would you do me a favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Kathy, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy 80th birthday to George Lucas. He is known for creating 2 legendary film franchises that both starred Harrison Ford. Name one.
Star Wars.
Michael B. Jordan is producing a Creed spinoff series for Amazon Prime. Creed is based around what sport?
Boxing.
Happy birthday to Miranda Cosgrove, who from 2007 to 2012 was the star of what Nickelodeon show, where she played a teenager?
iCarly.
Oh, okay. No reason to wait around. WWE's Mike the Miz Mizanin will host a reboot of the competition series American Gladiators. The Miz was also on the 10th season of this MTV reality show, which is credited for being the first reality show ever. What is it?
I'm not sure. Big Brother.
And finally, a list of pop culture moments from 2005 that haven't aged well includes the, quote, Diversity Day episode of The Office. The American version of The Office was actually based on the original from England. What comedian slash actor played David Brent, the Michael Scott role in the English version of The Office?
Oh, the English? I'm not sure the English. I only know Steve Carell's version.
Let's get Tam back in then. Kathy, what's happening with you today?
I'm in the parking lot of my work.
Oh, okay. And what do we do?
I'm a cafeteria manager in Tulsa Elementary School District.
Oh, nice. That's fabulous. Well, we'll get you to work very quickly as soon as Tam's done answering the questions I have for her. Kathy did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Kathy.
Happy 80th birthday to George Lucas, who's known for creating 2 legendary film franchises that both starred Harrison Ford. Name one.
Star Wars.
And?
Indiana Jones.
That is correct. Nicely done. It's 1-1. Kathy knew that. Michael B. Jordan is producing a Creed spinoff series for Amazon Prime. Creed's based around what sport?
Boxing.
That is right. Love those movies. 2-2. Happy birthday to Miranda Cosgrove, who from 2007 to 2012 was the star of what Nickelodeon show, where she played a teenager who, along with her best friends, had a popular internet show?
iCarly.
Really liked iCarly.
I loved iCarly. I loved her older brother.
What was his adult Spence?
Yes, he was so fun.
My daughters just loved that show and got me into it, too. Mm-hmm. It's 3-3. Kathy didn't even need me to finish the question. She jumped on that one so quickly. WWE's Mike the Miz Mizanin will host a reboot of the competition series American Gladiators. The Miz was also on the 10th season of this MTV reality show, which is credited for being the first reality show ever. What is it?
Real World?
The Real World. Kathy went with Big Brother, didn't know it, 4-3. Tam, and finally a list of pop culture moments from 2005 that haven't aged well includes the, quote, Diversity Day episode of The Office. The American version of The Office was actually based on the original from England. What comedian slash actor played David Brent, the Michael Scott role in the English version of The Office?
I believe it was Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais is correct. One of my favorite episodes of the American version of The Office is when Ricky Gervais makes a cameo as David Brent comes out the elevator and he and Michael Scott immediately bond. It's a pretty cute scene. It has nothing to do with any of the episodes. It just did it for a kick. Anyway, today, Kathy, Tammy beats you by a score of 5-3. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Hardy. He's at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on May 22nd. He's also bringing Cole Wetzel, among other guests. And you're also qualified now to win the grand prize, which is the Hardy VIP Lounge Experience.
Yay!
All right. Well said, Kathy. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Kathy in Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Early
nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here this week, Tammy shared something very unusual that happened to her.
It was strange.
While she was watching the Jason Statham classic, The Beekeeper, at her house.
While we're watching the movie, a couple of times there was a bee in the house. Well, my husband was walking in and out because he was smoking ribs on the grill. So I thought, okay, they came in when he came in through the door. But then it kept happening. even though he hadn't gone outside. And they kept coming right to the door, door of the house, and you'd open the door and they'd go out. It was bizarre. It's like they knew where the exit was. It was so strange. Not once, not twice, 3, 4, 10, 12, about 30 times.
There they are, festering around Tammy's house. They must have smelled the ribs. They wanted some grub.
You know, we couldn't figure out for the life of us where they were coming from. They started in the house, is what it seemed like. They seemed to be coming from maybe the kitchen area or something. We did all kinds of investigating. Kurt even turned on the fireplace and had me stand outside to see if bees came out of the chimney in case there happened to be a nest up there. And we couldn't figure it out.
And no one thought about my proposition that you actually conjured the bees because you were watching the, again, classic Jason Statham movie, The Beekeeper.
Listen, I kind of feel like that's the only explanation, because since that day, not one bee. Nowhere.
You'll have to wait for the sequel. The Beekeeper.
I don't understand it, and I don't understand how they knew where the door was and why it just kept happening. Where did they come from, and why are they now gone?
Tammy, I have an expert coming on today, a bee man. Bee man Dan. He is the owner of We Save Bees.
Okay.
So he knows all about bees.
I'm just curious what his professional opinion is, especially because it was such a limited amount of time and the amount of bees, and now there's no hint of any existence of where they came from or where they went.
Will the bees come back? We don't know.
I don't know.
Were the bees a figment of Tammy's imagination because she was watching The Beekeeper?
We did not imagine them. They were totally there.
Were they there just to see the movie? Because after all, why can't bees be Jason Statham fans?
Maybe.
All these questions will be answered when Bee-Man Dan joins us next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. While Tammy was watching the Mother's Day classic The Beekeeper, starring Jason Statham, she noticed an alarming number of bees, actual bees, in her home. Did the movie The Beekeeper conjure up these bees? Is there an unknown hive somewhere? We don't know. But somebody who might be able to help is Bee-Man Dan, a professional bee. Are you a beekeeper, Dan?
Beekeeper, bee wrangler. We rescue bees for a living. So, yeah, we play with bugs.
All right, Bee-Man Dan, help Tammy out. Tammy, explain the situation.
So, Dan, here was the deal. My husband was periodically going in and out of the house out to the grill. So the first couple of times that there was a bee in the house at the door, I didn't think much of it. I figured it just came in with him. The interesting thing was, Dan, that every time I opened the door, that's where the bees would go to, by the way, and they would leave. It didn't take much for me to shoo them out because I don't want to kill them. But Dan, this happened probably 20 to 30 times. We investigated everything. We turned on the fireplace to see if maybe there was a nest in there. We stood watch at the vents in the kitchen, in the hood of the kitchen. We looked outside. We couldn't find anything. And we'd shut the door and be like, okay, sit down, start the movie. Here'd come another bee.
Dan, is it possible that a movie, The Beekeeper, conjured the bees? After all, there's not too many movies about bees.
Well, there's a few. Right. There's the bee movie.
The bee movie and Beekeeper. I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm. We haven't had a single one since. What the heck's going on?
Basically, the bees do what's called scouting, and this time of year, looking for new property, new land, new real estate. So what they end up doing is they send 50 or so bees to your house. They check the vents, they check the chimney, they check the holes, the cracks, the crevices of the house, not you. And then once they decide that they like a place, then they go back and tell their sisters, and they send in second wave. And this usually happens in three waves. So you probably had the first wave of bees coming to the house. The weird thing is once they get into the house, they can't fly out unless you open the door for them. And so they never really had a chance to go back to their sisters and say, hey, let's move with Tammy.
This is crazy.
That's wild. They're having an open house at my house when they weren't even invited.
Yeah, and they don't pay rent.
So they're squatting bees.
Squatting bees, yeah, freeloaders.
Wow, that's really interesting. And so normally they would go back to their crew and say, hey, man, we got a great place up in Crest. The food's good. The view is great.
The husband cooks good ribs.
What do you say we make a home there? And they all go back together?
That's exactly it.
That's crazy.
So do I have to worry now? Because, I don't know, maybe they were overtaxed or something. is there going to be a second wave that comes? Or do you think since this happened on Sunday, have they decided to move on to a new property? Maybe mine wasn't quite right for them?
Only if there's a Beekeeper 2 movie.
But seriously, Dan, should Tammy be on the lookout now for the second swarm to move in?
That's a great question. So you have three waves of scouts. So usually if the first wave fails or they find some other, like your neighbors that are better, then they'll send the second wave, which means yesterday you would have had a bunch buttload of bees inside the house. But if that didn't happen, that means they probably found some other place or they moved on.
Well, they're at my neighbor's, good.
This started off as a joke, but I'm fascinated
by
this.
Yeah, me too.
Bee Man Dan is with us. He's helping Tammy's bee mystery out. Dan, what makes a place very habitable for a bee? Why would they reject Tammy's place?
Typically, they're looking for some sort of enclosure sometimes, or some of them just prefer to be out in the open. But honestly, I've seen over 20,000 colonies in people's homes. I can't tell you a single reason why they picked, you know, a corner versus another corner versus a neighbor versus a tree versus a vent or whatever it is. I have no idea. And I'd like to say I'm not dumb, but I haven't found a single pattern.
I'm fascinated with that.
B-Man Dan, if people need bee help, how can they find you?
Yeah, check us out, wesavebees.com, or you can hop on Instagram, wesavebees as well, or you can find me under B-Man Dan.
All right, B-Man Dan.
Thanks, honey. You were so helpful, and I feel so much better.
Hopefully, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
okay,
Dan.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
We can always learn something.
Yeah, I know. That's really, really fascinating.
Oh, and by the way, yes. Amazon Prime has landed the worldwide rights to Jason Statham's sequel, Beekeeper 2.
When's it coming out? Yeah,
I don't know, but it's in production, at least. So
I liked it, by the
way. You'll have to wait for the Beequel.
The Beequel. I love that.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. It was a weird day yesterday for baseball fans as our baseball commissioner decided to lift the lifetime ban on Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, both Hall of Famers by far, both out of the Hall of Fame because of gambling scandals, and now both dead. So really, why?
Well, it says that the reason they have this new policy now is that permanent ineligibility ends upon an individual's death. The reason is that the deceased individuals no longer pose a threat to the game's integrity.
When my sister and I were talking about this yesterday, both big baseball fans, she said, I never thought I would see the day. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I didn't either. But what does this do for him now? And that's something that Pete Rose actually addressed in his last interview ever.
I don't see much sense in putting me on the ballot after I die. Most of the people who rooted for me my whole career would love to see me in the Hall of Fame as a living player, not as someone who's 10 feet under. What good would it do my family if they put me in the Hall of Fame after I die? Because I'm the one that did the work. I'm the one that put the time in. I'm the one that was dedicated to the game of baseball. I was the one dedicated to my teammates and for the game of baseball in general. I tried to sell the game for my 24 years as a Major League Baseball player.
Now, I'm not a baseball fanatic or freak. I like baseball. I have a lot of great memories of baseball games as a kid, you know, listening or going with my dad. And I like the game. But I always wondered why Pete Rose couldn't be in the Hall of Fame, because he never bet against his team to lose. So he's not throwing anything, right? He's not throwing a game. That he should have been in there with an asterisk of saying that he was busted for gambling. And because his stats are his stats.
Of course, man. No one has more hits. Nobody in the history of baseball has more hits than Pete Rose.
Wow.
4,256. Only two players have ever gotten 4,000 hits, Pete Rose and Ty Cobb.
That's crazy. How close is the next person?
Oh, my sweet Lord. That's a great question. Hang on. I'm going to look that up while you.
Because that's a big thing, right? I mean, there's been some amazing baseball players over the years who have incredible stats. I'm just curious how close the next person is to what Pete Rose did.
Hang on. Freddie Freeman currently has 2,308 hits, so he's got a long way to go. There's no way. He's not going to do it.
Okay.
Pete Rose will be eligible to be in the Hall of Fame. There should probably be an asterisk on his plaque, as is Shoeless Joe Jackson, but I don't think they can get in until 2028 for whatever reason.
It really is. The whole thing's ridiculous now. It really is.
John and Tammy, San Diego Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Poway. Say good morning to Riley. What's going on, Riley?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Riley, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, could you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Riley, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also need to remind you, Riley, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
The ACM Awards announced they will continue to stream the awards on this streaming network through 2028. What streaming network am I talking about?
Oh, shoot. ABC?
Happy birthday, Miranda Cosgrove. In 2003, she played teacher's pet Summer Hathaway in this Jack Black music comedy. What's it called?
School of Rock.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is starring in a new holiday movie called The Man with the Bag. In 1996, Arnold starred in this holiday movie about a father who promises to get his son the hottest gift of the season, Turbo Man. What's the movie?
I've seen this movie, but I don't think I know the title of it.
All right. Owen Wilson is set to star in a new sports comedy series called Stick on Apple TV. What 2001 comedy film did Wilson portray male model Hansel?
Zoolander.
And finally, happy birthday to Mark Zuckerberg. Who played the Facebook founder in the movie The Social Network?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right. Let's get Tim back in. So, Riley, what's happening with you today?
Just on my way to work.
What does Riley do?
I work for a kids' fitness company.
A kids' fitness company. Keeping those kids fit. Nice job.
Yep.
Does seeing kids laying around just drive you nuts?
Yeah.
Man, my dad, if you ever saw me laying around, it didn't happen. Go clean something.
Yeah.
Go do something.
There's a lot of fun stuff to do.
Right. Riley did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job, Riley.
The ACM Awards announced they will continue to stream the awards on this streaming network through 2028. What's the network?
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon Prime. Riley went with ABC, 1-0 Tam. Happy birthday to Miranda Cosgrove. In 2003, she played teacher's pet Summer Hathaway in this Jack Black music comedy. What is it?
School of Rock.
That is right. Riley knew that. It's 2-1, Tammy. Arnold Schwarzenegger is starring in a new holiday movie called The Man with the Bag. In 1996, Arnold starred in this holiday movie about a father who promises to get his son the hottest gift of the season, Turbo Man. What's the movie?
Is that Jingle All the Way?
Jingle All the Way. Riley saw it, couldn't remember it. 3-1, Tam. Owen Wilson is set to star in a new sports comedy series called Stick on Apple TV. What 2001 comedy film did Wilson portray male model Hansel?
Zoolander.
Zoolander is right. Riley knew that. 4-2, Tam. And finally, happy birthday to Mark Zuckerberg, who played the famous Facebook founder in the movie The Social Network?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg is right. Wow, Riley. She goes 5 out of 5 today. So no money from Tammy for you, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize.
You have a pair of tickets to see Hardy. He's going to be at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on May 22nd. You're also in the running for our grand prize, which is the Hardy VIP Lounge Experience.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Riley, you have a great day at work. Enjoy those kiddos. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Riley Empowe, and I flunked out of Tammy's College Hollywood of Knowledge.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. John just left the studio, but I need to call in our big boss because we have to admit something. Hi, Michael. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Tammy.
Now, you sent out a company-wide email, and can you tell us what that email was?
Was that about all my water being missing in the fridge?
So you bought large bottles of bottled water. You put them in the fridge. You came into work this morning. And what happened?
They were all gone. So I was like, I could have stopped by, you know, Vons, Walmart, some picks them up. I
had you known.
Yeah, but I got them last week, thought they'd all be here. And well.
And someone answered you, a guilty party answered you. Who was the first one to talk to you?
It was me. It was me. But here's the thing. All John's fault. He told me to drink the water. We didn't know it was your water.
Wait, you're not a guilty party. Listen, it's for the team. It's fine. That's okay.
And really, now, our water machine was broken.
Yes.
So it did need to be provided. Even prisons provide water to their
people.
So
thank you. And yes, I'll be good. The water machine is being fixed, okay?
I'm just kidding. I like how it's all John's fault. It's because John's not in the room at the moment. I just thought we could have a quick discussion, but it's all good?
No, it's great. It's great. I'm glad it went to the team, and I'm sorry you were parched this morning. I'm getting the machine fixed, I promise, okay? It won't happen again, I promise you.
He's apologizing to us for us stealing from him, which is
from me. Like, I get it. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, we've just been talking to Michael about the water situation. And I have to tell you, Michael's been very nice about the whole situation. But I am going to rat out Jess because she said it's all your fault.
My fault.
Yes.
I guess it is, because I thought that it was sometimes. Did you explain the whole situation?
Yes.
That we've got food and stuff from clients, and I just thought that was a new client. And I drink a lot of water, and I just help myself. And then Jessica's like, "Where'd you get the water? Yeah, it's in the fridge. I guess it's for everybody." And it turns out it's the boss's.
Aww.
But you know what? It's for the team. Again, like I said, I have that water machine fixed today.
Right.
You won't run into this problem. I apologize.
Ooh, if we steal more of your stuff, more things will get fixed around here quicker.
Hey, the candy is free for everybody. Go for it.
That vending machine.
Yeah. See you guys.
Bye.
Sorry, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
This morning, we have to say a special shout out to Kinsley. John, say hi to Kinsley.
Hi, Kinsley.
Kinsley, her nickname is Kiki, and she has a twin sister, Coco. And they sent us little videos where they decided to sing at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, the theme song. It's adorable.
That's awesome.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Oh, that is so charming.
Yes.
Kiki and Coco.
Uh-huh.
Guess what, Kiki and Coco? I knew this was coming. So yesterday, I dropped a note to none other than Fernando Tatis Jr. and said, could you do something for these two adorable twins who listen to our show so much they can recite the theme song to Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did Fernando come through last night.
In the air to deep left center field. It's back. It is gone. Fernando. Into the San Diego night! Padres win it!
As a matter of fact, as Fernando did his patented skip before he touched third base, he said Coco and Kiki out loud. I'm not sure you caught that part of the broadcast.
John might be fibbing just a little bit.
Kiki and Coco, thank you so much for listening. Probably going to rule the world someday, so thank you for that. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.